Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught The Trap of Compromise. Today, Paul will be teaching Taking the Lead. Let's join Paul now as he teaches Taking the Lead.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite a bit about people in the Old Testament and what they went through and how God directed them and led them and gave them commands and promises. And we've been learning that those same promises, those same commands, and the same things that the Old Testament saints went through is good for us today too. All we have to do is reach out there and claim and act upon the promises that God has given to us. And last time we were together, we were talking about the trap of compromise, how we go through life, different things, and how we compromise on different things. Because of a lack of understanding of God's promises, Jacob almost succumbed again to the trap of compromise. God had told Jacob to return to his homeland, that it would be well with him, and that he would be blessed. But Jacob doubted God's word, doubted God's promises, and he thought he would try to override what God told him to do and try to compromise, to try to appease his brother Esau. Did him with different gifts and bribes and promises and all that. And in the very beginning, you know, you remember that God told Jacob that he would be the leader and that Esau would be serving him. There are many believers who begin to work for God on a proper foundation. They built their ministry on scripture, prayer, and the moving of the Holy Spirit. But yet they yield to those compromised. Some don't say something to them or don't want to cooperate with them. So instead of doing what God tells us to do, we compromise. Do you want your ministry to be God-controlled or man-controlled? Compromise results in a ministry that is man-controlled and devoid of God's power. And we don't want that. We want God's power. We want to do what God tells us to do, and we don't need to compromise if we just trust in God. And today we're going to talk about taking the lead. Jacob organized his family into three groups on the way to meet Esau. He was probably thinking, all right, you and the first group go out and meet Esau. He is coming with 400 mighty men, probably to kill me. When you see him, bow down, give him these gifts, and tell him they are from his servant Jacob. Jacob still didn't get it. He wasn't Esau's servant. Esau was Jacob's servant. The prophetic word, even before their birth, was that the elder would serve the younger. And you can read that in Genesis 25, verse 23. You are not a servant of your circumstances. You need not bow or bend in the face of the enemy. There are powerful prophetic words that have been spoken over you by God himself, who said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You can read that, and that's a good promise in Luke 10:19. God also said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Another good promise that you need to read and to memorize, Deuteronomy 28:13. He also said, thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And he also said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. And that's in Deuteronomy 28:7. As Jacob organized his family and possessions, he most likely thought when Esau killed the first group, perhaps the second and third groups will be able to escape. Compromise. See what kind of trouble that would not only put you, but put other people when you compromise and don't do the will of God. I will put everyone else in front and I will march behind them. For sure, I should be able to escape. But something amazing happened after Jacob's experience with the angel of God. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob is organizing his family and possessions and planning to take a possession in the rear. In Genesis 33:3, however, we are told that Jacob passed over before them. Jacob took the lead and went on ahead to meet Esau. He may have still been wondering if he might die, but he faced his fear in the power of the Lord. Instead of angry confrontation, Esau ran to Jacob, embraced him, and kissed him. Imagine, Jacob did what God told him to do. He stepped out in faith and claimed that promise that God gave him, and looked at the results. Kind of makes you wonder if Jacob would have did what he originally planned, if Esau would have been offended and mad and killed all of them, including Jacob. But Jacob stepped out on faith. He claimed those promises and he went out ahead, and look at the results. Esau ran to Jacob, embraced him, and kissed him. From this account, we learn that when we view our circumstances in the natural, we may be tempted to retreat, manipulate, or compromise. But when we look at our circumstances through spiritual eyes, recognize who we are in Christ, and acknowledge the power of God residing within us, we will not cower at the rear of the possession. We will take the lead. God went before Jacob and took care of every circumstance. Why? Because Jacob trusted in God. He claimed that promise. He stepped out of faith. And he believed God. So God went before Jacob and took care of everything. There was no need to scheme or compromise or be afraid. God had already handled the situation before Jacob arrived on the scene. And he will do the same for you today. If you just trust in God, put him first, believe in his promises, and acknowledge that God is the head and he will help you. Today, God has already taken care of every situation you will face before you arrive on the scene. Release the supernatural power of God that is residing within you and march fearlessly towards your divine destiny. Enter into this day knowing that God has already gone before you. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Isn't that something that would make us sleep good at night and be able to give us the encouragement to do what we need to do to make this dream a reality? All we have to do is claim this, because God is going before us. He's making our path straight. He is taking care of all the bad things. All we have to do is trust him, and the end result will be what God wants it to be, and it will be good and a blessing for us. All we have to do is trust God, believe in God, and claim his promises. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before you in the name of your wonderful Son, Jesus. Father, I thank you for all these promises. Father, I thank you that you had promised that you would go before us, and that not only go before us, but go with us. That, Father, that you will make our crooked path straight, that you will take care of all the situations and all the circumstances that would come up, only if we do what you tell us to do and trust in you. Father, I pray that you will bless each one that hears this, that you will touch them and make this a part of their life, that they can grasp this and know that you are there to help us. And we don't have to compromise. We don't have to cower down. But that, Father, your power is there with us, helping us, strengthening us, and going with us to make this dream and this vision a reality that you have put in our heart. Father, help us to claim that. Help us to know that in our hearts, I pray. Father, I thank you for these words, and I thank you for these promises. And I pray that you will be with each and every one of us. I ask you in your wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Taking the Lead. Join Paul next week as he teaches Ready for Battle. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all materials. You can find helpful material like this by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.